The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We also are going to be bringing up a bill this week having to do with the mess at the Veterans Administration and to try and provide the tools to the administration to hold senior managers accountable. I am disturbed by statements out of the White House that say that the president heard about this in the news. It is time for our president to come forward and take responsibility for this.
All right, Eric Cantor talking about the situation with the VA, and I think he's absolutely right. Responsibility and taking action, baby. That's the name of the game. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Do you agree with Cantor, the congressman from Virginia, who is the House Majority Leader, who has no trouble grabbing the mic and, let's face it, criticizing the administration, but this criticism is a bullseye. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. Cantor has nailed it. There is no reason for us to sit here in a quandary over what to do with the VA. How about decisive, swift, let's get something done. Now, more facilities are being investigated in other states. People have gotten gangrene. People have committed suicide who were waiting, oh, yes, waiting for appointments. Now, some of these are allegations. They have to be proven, but the investigations are going on, and it pretty much looks like this is exactly what's happened. Obama needs to speak out on this VA scandal. Now, we all know vets, don't we? We all have somebody somehow connected to us that served. It's just unacceptable. And it's easy to say that, because who is going to say it's acceptable to allow 40 people to die while they're on a phony list waiting for an appointment? Of course not. Of course not. This is more than controversy. It's just sickening is what it is. So now the chief of staff, the deputy chief of staff, Dennis McDonoghue, is out on the Sunday shows this past weekend explaining what's happening and what's going on. And there has to be more to this. It can't be the spokesperson. It can't be the underlings. It has to be the president. The president has to get in front of this. If I were his advisor, I would tell him not to put this on the back burner. The American Legion on Tuesday circulated an April 2010 memo. Note the date, April 2010, written by a deputy undersecretary for health that addressed some of the warnings that we're now talking about. The memo flagged a bunch of tactics that were being used to misrepresent when and how VA patients were being seen. Note the date, I say for the third time, April 2010. Specifically, it said inappropriate scheduling practices, gaming strategies. It outlined them. One method described in the memo was for clinics to create and then cancel an appointment, but claim in the official system that the appointment was canceled by the patient. Then what would the wait time be? 30 days, at least. They also talked about a newer modified gaming strategy, is what they called it, that might have emerged since 2008. And what did that include in the documents? Maneuvering calls, putting people on different lists. This is so wrong. It is a layup to say it is wrong. More has to happen. The president needs to devote some attention and presence to what's happening here. I go back to what I initially said when we cracked open the mic. Forget the Democrat, Republican. Put all that aside. Does anybody think that the White House is really doing enough on this? I don't think so. I don't think so. And how many people lost a limb or their life while they were being gamed? They were part of the gaming strategies. And what are you going to do when you're blamed for canceling the appointment? You're at the mercy of the VA. So what's happened in Phoenix? You have a bunch of people that are on leave over the problems. The resignation of the top VA health official. Robert Petzl was his name. But Petzl, you see, was already going to retire this year, so he left 6 months early. Accountability. Where is the accountability? It's like we try to take one step forward, but we take 10 steps backwards. And I think protecting the secretary does nothing either. I mean, how many ways can you see it? 2010, 2010, 2010. If we knew this was going on since 2010, what are we into? 2014? How can that be? I mean, there are some serious questions about how the government has always managed the VA. But these delays, all of this is crazy. Folks, there's an easier way. Oh, there is an easier way. It doesn't have to be this difficult. Private. Send them to private hospitals. Give them a card. Anything. But to continue to do the same thing and take not advantage as much of, unfortunately, well, maybe advantage. Take advantage of people who are weakened when they're coming back. For mostly the Middle East at this point. Coming up next here on this Hour of America tonight, we're going to have a couple of interesting conversations. We're going to go to London and talk to, we hope, catch up with our pal Andrew Szabo for Peel Back the Onion and go deeper on this veterans crisis and a few other things, including a redacted memo over drone use against Americans and the fact that it's going to be released. And in the meantime, we're also going to talk to Kavitha Davidson from Bloomberg View about the NBA and specifically Donald Sterling and where all of this ends up with Sterling. The NBA just wants it to go away because they want the nightmare to be over with. They don't want to have to deal with this anymore. And they want to move forward and figure out what's the team going to do. But this is going to be tied up in the courts. That's pretty obvious. There's no way that Sterling goes away without any kind of a fight. He can dig his heels in and dig them in for a pretty good long time. So I think that this gets stuck in the court system for a little while, at least. All right, I gave you the setup. So coming back, we got much more as we kick it to the other side. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is a big number when it comes to cars, but we kick off, we can count with this one. GM had to recall another 2.4 million cars, trucks, and anything else with GM slammed on it. Specifically, here we go again with the problems. You know, it seems like this is, it seems like lately this is kind of the era of the, car recalls, doesn't it? Especially when we look at the top dogs and what they've had to do lately, it's pretty scary, I think. Sometimes people are pretty passive about the recall thing because they don't want to have to take the car in. And it seems like a problem that's not such a big deal, but it can become a big deal. So I can tell you, if you have a recall with your car, respond to it. They recall it for a reason. Now, so this is the thing. What is this one about? Four new ones. That's how you arrive at that figure that's over, well over 2 million. They say they're going to take a $400 million charge in the second quarter to cover costs tied to repairs. They expect to book at least $200 million write-downs after reaching 2.7 million cars and trucks last week. The nation's largest automaker, because it is, has come under a lot of pressure for a years-long delay in finding the defective ignition switches used in 2.6 million cars nationwide. Remember, there were those deadly accidents that happened, and this is what I'm referring to when we talk about some of these recalls lately. And GM has had a bunch of them, a bunch of them. Remember, they had a seatbelt issue that affected the Buick Enclave, the Chevy Traverse, the Arcadia SUV from 2009 to 2014. So the recall business is booming, and that is very, very depressing. Very depressing. Just when you think your car is fine, doesn't something like this happen? So GM shares have been falling a little bit. 1.3% overall, which is pretty big when you think of how steady they had been and how much it was just booming. Remember the whole thing about Government Motors? Government Motors. All right, let's shift gears and talk about something else. Climate change remains unsettled. Gee, you think this is according to 31,072 scientists, but I'm bump. So the United Nations and the Obama administration can look at their report and try to push that in any way they want to. However, a lot of the scientists are saying there's no convincing scientific evidence that human releases of carbon dioxide, methane, or other greenhouse gases is causing or will in the foreseeable future cause catastrophic heating of the Earth's atmosphere and disruption of the Earth's climate. I think that's such a huge number. 31,072 U.S. scientists signing the petition project saying the issue remains decidedly unsettled. Hey, you didn't give us enough time to read this, to talk about this world climate report. We're not going to settle it here. So let's move on. And it's not going to be settled lickety-split. It's not going to be settled. It's going to take some time. That is for sure. Moving along to these marriages and these tech companies. The big tech companies desperately want to swallow up what is perceived to be next gen and what's the hottest thing that could come their way. So this is pretty interesting, isn't it? I haven't even told you, and I know you're going to be excited about it. SoundHound is a music discovery app. They've had talks with Twitter to talk about collaboration opportunities. That's a good word. Collaboration opportunities. And they're saying that they expect to continue the discussions. They think it can go somewhere, and what a unique partnership this would be. This comes 2 weeks after Twitter reported a 25% year-over-year increase to 255 million in monthly active users. That is big, 255 million in monthly active users. Below, though, the 256.8 million analytics had been, or not analytics, analysts had been expecting from the analytics, but that didn't happen. In fact, 3 months ago, Twitter said it added a disappointing 9 million users in the fourth quarter, so it sent its shares tumbling 20%. 20%, that's a high number. Its shares are down 50% since January 1st. Ooh. This could be a successful move for them. Remember that sound. It is about sound, and if they are able to utilize that on Twitter, how perfect would that be? They're close to getting that deal completed with SoundHound, and it would be a huge, huge difference maker. All right, let's squeeze in a couple more. When it comes to the business of numbers, there's always a ton of them, let's face it. It's just a question of what you leave off the table, actually. And we have a few more for you that include some pretty interesting numbers. You know, I could do the races, but they're obvious races. What happened with Tea Party, Mitch McConnell, the senator from Kentucky, slammed to the ground the potential fear of a Tea Party candidate. So the Senate minority leader remains intact. We'll see what happens when we get to the midterms. And life goes on, dodging another potential rough situation for McConnell and his bid to stay in the Senate. He is the voice of the hard right, and he's been trotted out a few times, to say the least. A Nigerian market blast killed more than 100 people. We are far from done with what's happening in Nigeria. So what happened at this market? What happened was explosions targeted Terminus Market, which went off 20 to 30 minutes apart. It set fire to the entire venue, and the death toll is at officially 118. Somebody who was on the scene of the first explosion called it massive, that people were screaming and running, some covered in blood, some had to be carried away. An ambulance driver who asked not to be identified by anyone in the media said he saw at least 15 bodies and about 30 injured. Ugh. Awful. Awful, awful, awful. Imagine seeing that. And this is in Nigeria, a country where we were jumping a little bit into the fray, a little bit into the fray. I talked about this story a little bit. I'm going to mention it quickly here. Is it tacky to sell 9/11 museum trinkets at the gift shop? Some of the families who are riddled with grief cannot believe that this is what they're seeing. Organizers of the museum acknowledge that the cost of the operation is at about $65 million yearly, and it requires the support of revenue generated from the gift shop and the museum's admission fees, with 24 for an adult. So a keepsake, some say, is a good thing. And then it supports the people, or it supports the facility where people are going to honor the people who lost their life on 9/11. They say it's a respectful space in the museum, and that the number one seller so far are the DVDs and books they sell that educate the public about the history behind the events of September 11th. It's a tough fare or foul when they say that the money offsets the cost, but what does that really mean? Can we directly see the budget so we know exactly where it's going? It's a huge destination when people go to New York, because who doesn't remember where they were when it happened? And now they can go and see and hopefully honor respectfully the people who lost their lives. Stay with us. Peel back the onion round the bend.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
To catch up with Andrew Szabo, peel back the onion. He is the master marketer, branding and strategist expert, and he is in London. Hello, Andrew.
Good morning here from London. I know it's still nighttime in many parts of America, but here it's a beautiful sunny morning in London. We've had actually kind of less weather here.
Good for you. Did you... When you wake up, does tea automatically dispense? That's what I picture in my mind, with a crumpet or a scone and automatically on a plate.
No, they have toasters here, just like in America. So
very nice. All right, so while you're in London and you pay attention to everything, this thing that you and I have talked about before when we peel back the onion is very sad what's happening with the Veterans Administration with some of their hospitals and other offshoot facilities. Now they're looking at 26 different problematic places. This all stems from what happened in Phoenix and the fact that allegedly 40 people died because they were on a waiting list, a fake waiting list, where they didn't get seen for 4 months and most of them didn't make it to that 4 months. I personally think that the president isn't doing very much. He's said that he's expressed outrage, and Jay Carney, the mouthpiece in Washington for the White House, has said that the president is upset over this and we're looking into it and we're investigating. I think he needs to go to some of these sites himself, and the buck stops with the president. I think they also have to boot that secretary. More has to happen here because, Andrew, in 2010, there was a memo pointing out that this stuff was happening, that they were gaming the system and they were just trying to come up with these other lists. So they already knew that things were happening there, and that's 2010, and they didn't do anything about it. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting scenario, and I think this points to a disease in the government today, the lack of accountability. I mean, this is not the first time that we've seen issues that haven't been addressed, and nobody gets held accountable to it. I mean, that has become the new norm, I believe, is that, and you saw that with health.gov. You know, there was a lack of accountability. You've seen that constantly, the lack of accountability in the Attorney General's office. When things go wrong, fingers get pointed, and we just go down this rabbit trail, sort of with the IRS scandal. We saw it with Benghazi. I mean, I don't think anything really will be resolved. Yes, in normal circumstances, under a normal presidency to date, you would have seen the president out there outraged and get to the bottom of things. But can you name one thing that this administration has really said, okay, we're going to get to the bottom of this? They've said it a few times. Okay, when they said it with IRS Center, we're going to get to the bottom of this. And they never got to the bottom of it. And they just simply dodge the issues because it makes them look bad. It's all about the propaganda now. And I think it's become a very sad state of affairs in America. And, you know, it's reached Obama this time. Do you believe anything's going to happen? I don't think so. I think this will be one of those things that will be obfuscated over a period of time. And then another headline will come. And I think that's been the strategy of the administration. Wait until the next headline comes along and then we can now forget about the story.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. Just let it cycle itself out. Just dance around at the daily press briefing. Say the president's upset and we're doing what we can and we're sending other people to all these facilities or whatever nonsense they come up with. And then just let it just quell and go on to whatever the next disaster is. And speaking of disasters, you and I spoke about this specifically last week, since Russia decided they would ban the U.S. from using the International Space Station starting in 2020. They said they're not going to allow Washington to use Russian-made rockets to fire military satellites into orbit, which is problematic, Andrew, because we don't have that. We relied on the Russians. We relied on their rockets, and they know that. So now you have one of the top brass of the Pentagon saying, well, and testifying, we have to develop our own rocket to replace the Russian one that the government currently uses. Do you think? And it's not, they say even if they develop it, it's going to take at least 8 years. How can they not know? How can they depend completely on Russia this way? I think it's lazy. What do you think?
Well, it's laziness and naivety of foreign policy. This stems back to issues that we've talked about the current administration has constantly has a policy of appeasement and naivety, thinking, well, let's just play nice and people be nice to us. And that hasn't worked. We saw it, you know, really it started with the idiotic reset against Russia. It's underestimating who Putin was. We all know who Putin was. He's a KGB thug. I mean, people do not change their colors. And, you know, he didn't have this sudden revelatory redemptive thing in his life where he changed his life. I mean, a leopard doesn't change their spots. We knew he was a KGB thug going in, and just by playing nice to him and hitting a reset button, this childish policy, It didn't work. Hey, while I'm over here, it's kind of interesting adding to the story. Prince Charles, just yesterday, I believe, he said it's the sensation in the newspapers this morning, but he likened Vladimir Putin to Adolf Hitler. You know, I said this weeks ago, and he said it out verbally. I mean, this is a major verdict on the actions of the Russian president in Ukraine. But he told a woman yesterday who lost relatives in the Nazi Holocaust, quote, "And now Putin is doing this just about the same as Hitler." You know, it's certainly an extraordinary intervention. I think it's going to create some international controversy. It seems like that. And the reality is this annexation of Crimea by Russia. It's the first by a major power in Europe since 1945, since the 40s. And, you know, I think observers, I'm not the only one, but they compare the crisis in Ukraine with Hitler's takeover of Czechoslovakia and Poland. It's really not that different. And I think actually the Prince Charles is in Canada right now. And they've got several engagements, but it hit the newspapers this morning here in London. And I'm sure it's going to be kind of interesting. And, you know, we are coming up here, and this June the 6th is the 70th anniversary of D-Day. So one of the things I've been seeing here is a lot of things surrounding that commemoration that's coming up in a few days. So it's a reminder of what happens when you don't pay attention to foreign policy. So interesting times. It's always interesting to see the reportage that goes on two sides of the Atlantic around the same subject.
Yeah, no kidding. On another note, since you're there, and you're from there, and certainly you know the history and have been through the areas, but and you're visiting family, getting a chance to spend some time with your mother. What's one of the more interesting things you've had a chance to do while you've been in England?
Actually, yesterday we had a fascinating time. We went to Chartwell, which was Winston Churchill's home for many years. And it's a fascinating visit. It's a house that's in Kent, south of London, not far from London, and in a beautiful, set in beautiful countryside. And it really shows the life, and they've done a great job. They've preserved the house very well by the National Trust, but also it really charts the history of his life and through many different periods, including some of the wilderness years when he was out of office. And it was interesting. We were sitting around the dinner table last night and just asking each other, what was the most interesting thing that you felt about the house? And my daughter was saying about really that, I mean, she knew of Winston Churchill, you know, as an important historical figure and obviously the impact he had on Great Britain. But there was a whole collection of just different medals from different parts of the world and the gratitude they showed Winston Churchill. Because ultimately, you know, he did stand alone for a period of time until the U.S. did join the Second World War. He was the only one that stood against Hitler. And again, it's sort of a little reminder that sometimes it takes one person, and he was very heavily criticized. They called him a warmonger. That's when, for years, he was warning against Hitler for many years. He was a lone voice. And it was just some interesting things about the house. There's another little fact that I had actually forgotten about. In 1940, there was a call in the British Parliament to make peace with the Germans. You know, the Germans were calling for the British to surrender.
Yeah.
And Hitler said, no, this will not pass Parliament. And Chamberlain, remember, was the prime minister before Hitler who called for appeasement.
Yes.
He actually stood with Hitler. I'm sorry, stood with
How cool.
And if you resign,
yeah.
I will resign. So sometimes
yep.
it takes somebody to stand up. So.
Powerful. Powerful stuff. Very cool to share that with us. Thank you, Andrew Szabo. Peel back the onion. Enjoy the rest of the time in London.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
If you do want me, give me a decision. But if you don't want me, don't leave me on the money. If you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine.
We've really grown to appreciate her opinions here on America Tonight. And she is a sports columnist with Bloomberg View. Kavitha, when we last talked, we were talking about Donald Sterling. And once again, Sterling naturally is out there and being discussed. And part of that is because what's going to happen with the team. Now we know in the beginning of June there's going to be this big vote. Ultimately, what do you think that vote is going to mean for Sterling? And he's lawyered up, and I think he's going to keep fighting, and it's going to end up in court. What do you think?
Well, I think he's definitely going to keep fighting it. At this point, I don't see what he really has to gain except for saving some kind of public face, and I don't really think that's possible. You know, if he's forced to sell the team and it looks like everybody's going to vote that way, and, you know, legally, it seems that the NBA's private constitution does allow them to actually strip him of his ownership, then he still stands to make over $1 billion from the sale. So, I think the only people who really, have something to gain by dragging this fight out are the other members of the Sterling family, because of tax reasons and because they want to retain ownership and some complicated issues there. But other than that, I think that this fight is kind of pointless.
Yeah, I agree. But except for that it's heavy drama and it's more of what's happening off the court with the Clippers. Hey, we're not going to solve that now. You wrote a couple of interesting pieces. One, you talked about Michael Sam and the fact, and I didn't even know this, that Oprah's making a documentary series about Michael Sam. And there are definitely people that have opinions about that because they think he's using the situation to his benefit. And then there's other people that believe it shouldn't be out there the way that it is. I mean, everybody has an opinion on what happened draft day wise with the kiss, with the boyfriend. And so I guess, you know, you write about it. You ask the question, is this a good idea or not? What do you think? So is it, you talk about it in your column, what's the, you know, where does the smart money say this is a good idea, and why is it also on the other side of it a bad idea?
Well, so we should leave this discussion by saying that Oprah's network has actually decided to postpone its documentary after the backlash that happened from this announcement. But I don't think this is a good idea to make this documentary at this moment, and I think that postponing it is probably the smartest thing that he could have done. But I don't think it's a good idea for different reasons than I think everybody else does. I kind of I don't appreciate the hypocrisy that comes from all of us, myself included, kind of making this into a huge story, and it is, and then decrying it for being a spectacle and for Michael Sam making a spectacle of himself. So I think that there's a little bit of hypocrisy going on in this whole story.
Yeah, I think that for anything that he does NFL wise, there's definitely going to be a spotlight on him no matter what. Do you think so?
I absolutely agree, but you know, the best thing that he can do for himself and the best thing that he can do, you know, for equality and for gay rights is to just simply go out there and make the team. That's his number one goal right now, and that seems to be the conclusion that, you know, his people and the people at Oprah's network and you know, the St. Louis Rams have come to, that, you know, the best thing that he can really do is focus on football.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so we're going to skip around with you and have some fun with this. The NBA playoffs, is it the same old when we get the teams that that we've looked at before, now down to the final couple for, you know, ultimately vying for the title? Is it written in stone almost that it's going to be Miami again?
Well, I think, first of all, if you look at these four teams that we're left with, these might actually very well be the teams that you would have predicted at the start of the season, but how we got here probably wasn't so predictable. You know, I think that Miami has still got to be somewhat of a favorite given their history and given how they tend to show up in the playoffs, but, you know, if Indiana can stay playing at the level that they've been at least these last few games, then obviously they can be considered a favorite. You know, the question is which team shows up, and as I said, how we got here, nobody really expected Indiana to fall as far out as they did, so that's definitely one that's been surprising.
Yeah, I think with the NBA, the part of the storyline was to see what was going to happen with the Clippers, and correct me if I'm wrong, but to me it felt like the Clippers, until they were knocked out, they were like the underdog team that everybody was rooting for. Did it feel like that to you?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily call them an underdog team against the Warriors, who they pushed to a game seven, but, you know, I think that they were definitely the team that a lot of people, you know, it's been a weird playoff, as I said. They have a lot of, you know, there isn't really a heavy favorite among some of the markets, so I think a lot of people definitely did lash on to the Clippers, and surprisingly, I think that probably came from within LA itself, because Lakers fans aren't really used to A, not having the Lakers to root for, and B, having to root for the Clippers, but I think that they definitely garnered some of that off-field sympathy.
We're speaking with Kavitha Davidson from Bloomberg View. A more recent column that you wrote, you just wrote the other day, the title was about black NBA coaches playing a different ball game. And in the column, you look at, is there inequality between the black and the white coaches in the NBA? What did you find out?
Well, so I crunched the numbers, and going back in the last 10 years, there doesn't actually seem to be a disparity between the winning percentages of coaches who have left black and white or the average tenures. The only real conclusion that we can come up with on a consistent basis is that, you know, being an NBA coach isn't really a position if you want some job security. but at the same time, there might be some relatively discriminatory practices in the hiring of black coaches, and that it relies on the same kind of social networks. And, you know, there's been all of this talk about Steve Kerr, who obviously was just hired by the Warriors, but he was pretty much like the sought-after man. There are four prominent teams right now looking for a coach, and Steve Kerr was number one on everybody's radar. And pretty much for a guy who's never coached before in his life, the reason for that was because he had Phil Jackson's seal of approval. And it can be argued that, you know, not everybody has that kind of a network in. But I, for one, was very surprised to find that the numbers don't actually back up a systematic problem in the firing of black coaches over white.
Yeah. Another quick side note here, you talk about Steve Kerr. 5 years, $25 million. That's a heck of a deal, isn't it?
It's a heck of a deal, you know. Again, I think the Zen Master seal of approval proved quite lucrative in this case. The Knicks, you know, reportedly wanted him for four years and twenty million, and that, you know, works out to the same $5 million a year. And the bone of contention in that deal seemed to be primarily that they didn't want to throw in a fifth year. But it's just, it's a big gamble. It's a lot of money. You know, they just let a coach go, and Mark Jackson, who seemed to have proven himself at least over the last two seasons. So they seem to really believe in what Kerr can do, and I guess, you know, this rookie coach will show us what he can.
Yeah. You also mentioned Stan Van Gundy. I've done some shows with Stan Van Gundy, and people talk about his basketball knowledge and don't dispute the coaching thing, but you pointed out that president of basketball operations, I mean, hey, no front office experience. Were you surprised that Detroit made that move?
I think we were all surprised. You know, nobody's really, everyone's willing to acknowledge that Stan Van Gundy definitely knows basketball, and he probably, you know, should be coaching again, as he will be. But I think everybody was surprised that, you know, Stan's not the most politically correct guy. He's not the most amenable to compromise. So the fact that he'll be running things from the front office, I think that'll be an interesting, and fun experiment to see play out.
Yeah, I agree with you. If you look at all four sports and you look at the future, and we could push aside soccer and some other things that a lot of kids like, and even I call it the cage sports when we're talking about, you know, mixed martial arts are huge. But of the big four, when you talk about football, you talk about the NBA and hockey and baseball, which one do you think has more legs to continue to be the sport that younger kids, you know, girls and boys will embrace, and in the future they'll just continue to get bigger and bigger?
Well, so football obviously has like a 5 mile advantage in this race, right? It's so far ahead of the competition as far as popularity. But if you're talking about future, if you're talking about the long game, I really think it's the NBA. You know, the NBA is almost minority in its fan base, and, you know, future projections of demographics of this country also say that that will be the case. So if you're looking at ratings, if you're looking at who's going to be, you know, going to the games and who's going to be watching the games, I think that basketball probably has that advantage in the long term.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to watch to see a couple of the other sports and how, you know, how they develop out. But I agree, they do have the advantage because, of course, you have fantasy football and everything else that goes into it. I mean, there's no doubt that the NFL just pumps out money all year long, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the NFL can basically print money at this point, but they also just wield so much power in the country. The NFL can kind of do no wrong. And look at all the scandals that they've managed to weather in the last few years, and it's still as popular as ever, and it's still making as much money as ever. So it's definitely that's a tough force to reckon with.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Kavitha Davidson, always fun to have you on the show. Check her out, Bloomberg View. Thanks.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.